Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Market Circle, the makers of Daylight, and by Spotlight Branding, helping to build your internet foundation. I use Daylight as my case management tool. It organizes all my cases, clients, my calendar, to-dos, and emails, all in one app that's with me on my Mac, iPhone, and iPad. I use Daylight on my own, but you can also use it in a team. You can use Daylight to track the status of cases, delegate tasks to each other, and see everyone's schedule, all without having to interrupt anyone. Daylight is one of the tools I use to stay organized and increase efficiency. Visit marketcircle.com/daylight to try Daylight for free for 30 days, and be sure to let them know you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur to get a 50% discount on your first monthly subscription. This episode is also brought to you by my friends at Spotlight Branding. I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. They built a great website for me, and they use video marketing, social media, email marketing, and more to keep me top of mind with my referral network. Visit spotlightbranding.com to learn more. They're even offering a free gift for podcast listeners, which you can access at spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur. spotlightbranding.com/TLE, brought to you by our friends at Spotlight Branding. Hey there, welcome to episode 60 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyree, your host as always. Today we have a short show, so if you're on the treadmill listening to this, you're going to have to cue something else up to get your full workout in. I wanted to spend a few minutes and just go over a few things that we've discussed in the last couple, 3 weeks, and make sure everybody is aware of what's going on and maybe take advantage of some of these opportunities, and just to give ourselves a little break from our normal routine of yakking with other hosts. My last episode, episode 59, with Ernie Svensson. Ernie, the attorney, is doing gangbusters. If you haven't listened to it, it's a great interview. I mean, Ernie has so much information to pass on, and it's just really a fun time spent listening to him. So you may want to go back and listen to that. We have noted this week that we passed 30,000 downloads for The Law Entrepreneur. So for that, I thank you for being part of the show and listening to it as frequently as you have. And that couldn't have taken place without the help of our sponsors, Spotlight Branding and Market Circle, the makers of Daylight. So I want to take a couple of minutes and talk about both of them, you know, without a script, just talking about what they do and how they've helped me. As you know, Spotlight Branding manages most of my online presence for my law firm. They have revamped my website and continue to manage it, adding content on my behalf in the form of blog posts, as well as addressing specific needs in terms of, you know, things that I want to do with the website and add to the website. So I do that through Spotlight, and it takes a big load off of me. I'm a tech weenie. I certainly could do it myself, but it's just a lot easier to have somebody in your camp that can handle all of those needs for you. So Spotlight does everything for me in that sense with respect to my website, help develop it, maintain it, modify it as need be. And in addition to that, they also manage the online social media presence. So the Twitter account for my law firm and the Facebook page for my law firm. They help contribute to that. Now, I certainly am on both platforms frequently and add my own two cents for sure. But Spotlight Branding also does a lot of that on my behalf. And what I really like about it is that they pay particular attention to my voice and what I'm trying to get across on those platforms, and they tailor their message to meet those needs. So I couldn't be happier with Spotlight Branding. And as I've mentioned before, I was a client of theirs before they came on board as a sponsor of the podcast. And so if you have that need and you're looking for somebody to help you in that regard, you can't go wrong. Contact our friends at Spotlight Branding. Now, our other major sponsor, of course, is Market Circle and Daylight. A couple of things interesting to note about Daylight at the moment. They just released a new update to their database, Daylight in the Cloud implementation, which added a team view. So for those of you who have, you know, more than a one-man shop, if you want to use Daylight throughout your law firm, the team view is really cool because it allows you to look at all the tasks and all the calendars of members of your team and to delegate work amongst those team members and to blast out email messages to each of those, to all of the members of your team or selective members of your team. It's just a really interesting way of looking at the workload that's reflected in your Daylight database. Heretofore, you could only look at your own view of the database. Now, you could previously assign tasks and projects and what have you to team members, but you couldn't see all of it at once. That's what the team view does. And it's a really beautiful implementation. Folks at Market Circle have really been paying attention to this from a user interface standpoint. And I think it's great. So if you're on the fence about how you might use Daylight in a team environment, you know, go to marketcircle.com and check out the information about the new team view. Now, along those lines, I just got through doing a podcast with our friend Brett Burnley. If you remember, he was on episode 23, and he started a new podcast, a new website and podcast called Apps in Law. And if you go to our notes, you'll be able to find the URL for that. But basically, it's appsinlaw.com, APPSINLAW, appsinlaw.com. And I was lucky enough to appear as his second guest on the podcast. And what do we talk about? Well, we talk about Daylight. So we do a really in-depth dive into how to use Daylight in a law firm environment. So again, if you want to explore more about using one of our sponsors' products, which I wholeheartedly endorse, Daylight, then go to appsinlaw.com. And check out that podcast. Also, I want to just make mention of the fact that we're starting to gear up for the MacTrack Legal Conference. If you've been a listener, you remember that darn near, I think a third or more of the guests who have appeared on the show, I have met or have known through the MacTrack Legal Conference. That's the conference that multiple-time guest Victor Medina promotes and hosts down in Orlando. Well, this year is going to be October 19th through the 21st, again, at Disney World in Orlando, starting to gear up for that event. I know that Victor and Tom Labatt, Tom himself, a guest on our show, had an online teleseminar yesterday, Thursday, I think the 6th of April. So that's already passed. But if you are at all interested, I can't recommend this conference enough. You've heard me speak about it a number of times, mostly for folks who use the Mac, although not exclusively for people who use Apple products. I would say that at least half the program is dealt with services that are available via the web, you know, software as a service. And that is really platform independent. You can use a Windows-based system or a Apple-based system to access those types of services. So MacTrack Legal Conference, really collegial event, small, the kind of thing that you really have a good time at, as opposed to something you just attend and check off as, you know, a CLE requirement. So go to www.MacTrackLegal, M-A-C, Track Legal, all one word, MacTrack Legal, and you can find all the information about the conference and sign up for it. So that will be great. And when I spoke a few minutes ago about our last episode on The Law Entrepreneur, that was episode 59 with Ernest Svensson, who we otherwise warmly refer to as Ernie the Attorney. Ernie's having a boot camp, a live boot camp in New Orleans. Now, I think it's sold out, but I'm not quite sure yet. So if you enjoyed listening to the podcast with Ernie the Attorney, this small firm boot camp is going to be a lot of fun. It's May 18th and 19th, and that's in New Orleans. And you can get more information by going to www.smallfirmbootcamp, all one word, smallfirmbootcamp.com, and see whether or not that's something you might want to take advantage of. I'm going. I'm really excited to be able to attend. First off, I've never been to New Orleans, so this is going to be exciting for me. And secondly, this is really kind of in my wheelhouse, how to leverage technology to improve your productivity so that you can grow your small solo practice. So I'm really excited about going there, and we're going to be doing some live interviews in the off hours when we're not enjoying the sights and sounds of New Orleans. So I have that to look forward to, and I would love to have, you know, some of you join us down in New Orleans if that's possible. So that's all I have for today. I just wanted to jump in and let you know about those events. We're also are making sure that this information is disseminated through all of our other platforms. So if you haven't already done so, please visit our Facebook page. You just go on Facebook and search for The Law Entrepreneur, but the actual address for the Facebook page is at The Law Entrepreneur. So we put a lot of stuff up there. That's kind of fun. There's also a private group where folks can join, and we disseminate some information and some products, you know, through that group. So again, when in Facebook, just search for Law Entrepreneur and ask for admission into the group, which is readily granted. I don't think we've turned anybody down, but we have a good group of folks that are exchanging ideas there. I'd love to have you join us. And as always, you can visit us on our website. That's at www.thelawentrepreneur. And while you're there, be sure to opt in to our mailing list. Again, just another way for you to get information about what we're doing here at The Law Entrepreneur. So again, I thank you so much for being a part of the experience here as we soar past 30,000 downloads. Onward and upward. I've got a couple of great guests coming up. We're going to do a whole show on LinkedIn here shortly, so that should be a lot of fun. It should be very informative. And if there's other topics or areas of interest that you'd like to see us address on The Law Entrepreneur, please just drop me a line. You can email me at neil@thelawentrepreneur.com. So I look forward to hearing from you. And with that, have a great day. We'll see you on the next episode of The Law Entrepreneur. Once again, I'd like to thank our friends at Market Circle, the makers of Daylight and Spotlight Branding, for being sponsors of today's podcast. Market Circles, as the makers of Daylight, provide the tool that I use to manage my cases, my clients, my calendar, my to-dos, the emails, and they do so all in one app that stays with me on my Mac, my iPhone, and my iPad. I use Daylight on my own in a solo environment, but you can also use it in a team. You can use Daylight to track the status of cases and delegate tasks to one another on your team, and you can see everyone's schedule all without having to interrupt anyone. Daylight is one of the tools that I use to stay organized, and it increases my efficiency, and therefore it only stands to reason that it'll do the same for you and your team if you use it in a broader environment. So visit marketcircle.com/daylight to try Daylight free for 30 days. And be sure to let them know that you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur in order to get a 50% discount on your first monthly subscription. Also, our friends at Spotlight Branding, as always, have been very helpful in sponsoring this podcast. You know, I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. They built a great website for me, and they use video marketing, social media, email marketing, and more to help keep me top of mind with my referral network. So visit www.spotlightbranding.com to learn more. They're even offering a free gift for podcast listeners, which you can access at spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur. So spotlightbranding.com/TLE to access your free gift. And as always, make sure that you visit our website, www.thelawentrepreneur.com, to see everything that's going on with the podcast and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can stay in the know and be the first on your block, so to speak, to gain insight into what's going on here. So once again, thanks for being here this time around. I appreciate your listenership. Hope to see you again next week on The Law Entrepreneur.